Your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one, here on this Thursday, June 4th, 2026 edition. On topic to the conversation, text message coming in from Floyd and Karen. Perhaps a commission of the three counties and the Islanders could be formed to make the regulations. You see, that last word is my problem. Totally agree with your idea. Commission of the counties, the city of Mackinac Island, the Islanders, to sit down and come up with ideas to make regulations. You're talking about regulating a service. Regulate the ferry services for the island in the wake of one company owning the passenger ferry services. Opening line to the story. The city to regulate a private business. That's the problem. That's how we get into these problems. Now, they're arguing that this is not a private company, that the ferry service that they provide should be treated as a public utility, like electricity, natural gas. It's a public utility. There's only one problem. This is not a nonprofit corporation. This is not a service that is owned by a regulated entity that is used to being regulated. They're a venture capital company, and their entire purpose on planet Earth is to make profit. Buy investments, buy buildings, buy real estate. Buy up a business that produces revenue and make money from your investment of buying it. That's where this whole problem started. And now you're wanting to regulate it like a public utility? It's not a public utility. It's a really good sales job, John Selleck, of the organization Fair Access to Mackinac Island Coalition. You did your job. The people behind this paid you for your mouthpiece to sell it while on Mackinac Island last week at the Mackinac Public Policy Conference. You got the ear of the governor. Senator John DeMuth sponsored a bill. It went through the House, it went through the Senate, and now she signed it into law. Now it's going to go to a vote of the people that live on the island. How do you think that's going to turn out for this monopoly owner, venture capital company? It's not going to go good. They're going to tie it up. They're going to take it to court. And guess what? High prices will continue for this summer. Oh my God, you know, this has gotten so badly out of control, it's not even funny. How was it that these ferry companies were able to sell their ferry company to one corporate entity? How did that happen? You guys just sat back and let a monopoly be formed, and now you're dealing with it. Well, I think it's going to end up having to go to court. File an antitrust lawsuit for them being a monopoly. You referred to it in the story. Everybody's calling them a monopoly. Monopolies are illegal. Bust up the monopoly, get back to competition. If you do that, you don't need regulations. Let me ask you guys a very simple question. How many of you own a cell phone? I'm not talking about the latest iPhone or the most updated current smartphone. How many even own a flip phone? An old-fashioned cell phone that you flip open, dial, and hit send. Almost everybody. Who had to regulate cell phone companies? Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, all the various carriers that are out there now using cell phone towers as their product. The latest and greatest phone technology. Switch over to AT&T and get a free iPhone. Nobody regulates them because they got competition. Well, guess what? The ferry boats, the ferry docks, it come down to basically being a cell phone company. Each name on the boats. Arnold, Sheplers, Starline. You need competition, guys. It's that simple. When you had competition years ago, guess what? Everybody made a fair living. Did they have to raise prices? Yes, they did. Diesel fuel going through the roof right now because of the Iran situation? Yeah. Temporary surcharge added to the normal ticket price. We're paying it at the gas pump. I mentioned the other day, filled up the truck, when he hit about $90 on the pump, I'm like, okay, I'm willing to pay that. That's good. I just bought 35 gallons of gas. I got it. When it went over 100, I started getting a little irritated. 110, 120, ended up $138. By then, I was ticked. Well, it's a surcharge for what's going on in Iran. I basically paid about a $38 surcharge because of Iran. When it ends, the prices will come back down. I understand that. But what they want to do is dictate to a private company what they can charge. Whatever they come up with, however they vote, the company is going to sue. This is going to go to court anyway. Why not bust up the monopoly before they can sue? That's my take. So we'll continue to follow this story, see where this goes, and we'll continue to follow it and report on it. Housing. Second item as most important to this governor. Michigan Economic Development Corporation announced yesterday that it gave nearly $6.9 million in grants, free money, and tax breaks to build 30 housing units in three counties, Calhoun, Lapeer, and Monroe counties. Grants. Albion, Calhoun County, getting $5 million to revitalize and placemaking program grant to build 21 residential spaces and six commercial spaces in nine properties along the downtown area on one city block. State Representative Steve Frisby, Republican of Battle Creek, said the transformation of this vacant property will help create new economic activity while preserving the historic character that makes Albion unique. The development would get $575,481 in support from the MEDC Brownfield Tax Increment Financing. There's already a 12-year absolute Property Rehabilitation Act tax abatement on the property. North Branch getting $992,000 for a Michigan Community Revitalization Program grant to help redevelop a hardware store into 8 apartments and a commercial space. Downtown Monroe, $250,000 for a Build My Community grant to reopen a vacant building and create 2 apartments. $125,000 per apartment. This funding will help return a vacant building to being productive use, which will be good for downtown Monroe, area taxpayers, and local families, said State Representative Joseph Bellino Jr., Republican of Monroe. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said funding in the programs like RAP, MCRP, and the BMC help revitalize cities in Michigan. Our population is growing, and we've been ranked as a top state for opportunity and doing business. These 3 new projects will turn vacant properties into thriving homes and commercial space, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You can't make this stuff up, people. $7 million to create basically 30 housing units. Unbelievable. Well, it is a top priority. Wrapping up the story about Mackinac Ferry situation. Sounds like they're going to kill the goose that laid the golden eggs. We shall see. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Doing a little housekeeping, going through the text message comments. Purdy, right on to the conversation. Penny up in St. Ignace. The Hoffman Company also owns the Grand Hotel. They're the same people who bought the Grand Hotel? I did not know that. They also own several other B&Bs, plus the St. Ignace newspaper. Very smart. Now they get to put out their propaganda and spin on their own newspaper to feed to the general public. Penny comes back and says, they have the capital. They have the money. The city of Mackinac Island was warned about this happening years ago. At that time, they were told to buy a dock and their own ferry line. They didn't do it. Well, the reason they probably didn't do it was because of the cost of buying a dock and a ferry or numerous ferries that would be in competition with the other three ferries at the time. If this was years ago, they would have been in competition with Arnold, Starline, and Shipler's. Well, guess what? They didn't do it because it would have taken a lot of money and somebody would have had to run the ferry. The maintenance of the boats, the hiring of the employees. I counted a couple of times as I was going over to the island, the number of people, workers, the ticket salesperson at the window selling me the ticket for the ferry boat, the person out in the parking lot directing traffic where to park, the number of the young people that are running around helping the ferry boat captain, the employees that toss the dock lines. I think the number, a couple of times I did it, averaged between 10 and 14 employees. Counting the employee standing behind the actual person selling me the ticket or selling tickets in other lanes, other windows, plus the office manager, plus the person in the background. All the kids running around in the shorts, in the polo shirts. The city of Mackinac Island did not want to have to go through all of that. So they didn't buy or invest in a ferry line. Had they done that, which were something, according to this text message, they were advised to do but didn't do it, they were probably would have been made an offer from Hoffman Company as well, because they got the money. They would have snatched them up as part of the monopoly plan. And if the city said, no, we're not going to sell to you, we want our own ferry to compete against you, they would have been in the driver's seat. Because of competition, the prices would be held reasonable. You eliminate competition, prices go up. It's that simple. Bell Telephone Company. Remember Grandpa and Grandma on the farm in Lapeer? Had a party line. Picked up the phone and somebody was talking. Oh, yeah, it was the farmer neighbor next door, half a mile away. Okay, how long do you think you'll be? I really got to make a call. Give me 5 minutes, I'll wrap up the call. 5 minutes later, you picked up the phone, you got a dial tone. That's how it used to be. But the monopoly was broken up. And now we have cell phone technology. Technology always improves when there's competition. Customer service, prices, all of it improves when you have competition. When you sit on your butt and allow a monopoly to be formed, this is what happens. So now they're going to try to regulate it. Regulations is what's wrong with this state. We're overtaxed and we're overregulated. Until we get a governor that's a business person that can figure this stuff out and implement it, will this state be fixed? We don't get a governor that has the brain power to fix it, we will continue to decline. Whitmer saying our population is growing. We've been ranked as a top state for opportunity and for doing business. Who ranked us to be one of the top states for that? Unbelievable situation. You got to vet these candidates, folks, and vote for the right person on August 4th. That's the starting point of November 3rd's general election, getting a governor to fix it.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmith.